cheating. We talked about it last story. You see their skin. You change your skin according to what?
According to.
We change our skin according to what?
Environment.
Fashion.
Okay.
Environment. To say something that we are not. To cheat. That's the animal kingdom. But remember, we are declaring another kind of kingdom. In this kingdom, that is the first problem to know. This was what the vizier said to the king. He said, listen, you are killing these fellow Christians. But some of them, they don't declare they are Christians. So, let's dig them. Isn't that what you do? You are that person, for example, who is a very logical, reasonable person, an atheist, and you just rely upon yourself. What do you do with the others? You cheat. You know they could cheat. Therefore, you try to dig in. How? That's where the jealousy starts. This is the beginning of the problem. So, okay. Then, there is this pretending stuff. What about that pretending? Which is not always bad. Because acting and dancing, what is this Spanish dance? Pretending to be a rough and tough, soft and thorough. This is it. So pretending is there. But, first of all, you know what the problem with you? The problem is that you go around and gather a lot of information and you need and things like that. But in your storage room, there is this little mouse which will eat it all. Look at you. All this digging you did and all this trying, it doesn't come to an end. There is no day that you say, okay, now I know who is who. You have to do it every single day. There is no use at long time. There's let me tell you about something. Today's one is not very easy to follow it, maybe, because you should find the right keys. This is something that recently I'm working on, and maybe, inshallah, someone will translate it for you to English. I put one sentence explaining one of the points in that paragraph. Then you could look at the story and see the philosophy behind it. There was another way of doing, I did it several times, this thing is like that. To me, this is the essence of the teaching over there, not what he was talking about and how he did explain it. Just the essence of the teaching is like this. Then he talked about the problem of routine. Daily practice of this logic and your thought and your effort will not let you to attend to inner you. Look at being busy outside. And look at you, how many thinking and imagination you have in a single day. All of this could ruin you. How? By all these nonsense effort, digging, doubting everyone, doubting everything, counting the environment, my opponent. I'm here and I have to defend myself. Against what? Against outside. I don't know how you got defended yourself against the nebulas, but do it. But this is day and night, day and night. What will be the outcome of this? You will lose your nose, your eyes, everything. You will become a confused fellow. you will remember what you will remember. You know that the memory is a very selective action. You selectively keep something and let go of something. Depends on your attitude. If you are a self-reliant person only, mainly you will remember all the little places that you were unsuccessful. Somebody cheated you, somebody beat you. The bitterness will be in you. Isn't it? Yes, it will be. Little by little. So, when you're getting old, first of all, I promise you will be ugly. Because when somebody gets old, by old age, you will lose all the features. So you look like your attitude. That's the truth. Think about it. When you get old, you look like your attitude. You don't look like any person anymore. Everything is faded away, but your personality will be visible. Therefore, you will be ugly. It doesn't matter. See, the other part of the problem. Other part of the problem is that you will become a bitter person. Disappointment will accumulate in here. A disappointed, bitter person. Is that what you want for yourself in the future? In here, these silly people who are believers, first of all, we don't believe that this universe is my opponent. Who the hell am I to have a big opponent like this? And if this was my opponent, would I be here? Isn't it easy to get rid of me? Give me a break. This is my friend. This environment brought me here. And I'm cuddled with this environment. I'm engulfed with all the good stuff. Namely, life. I don't know how you got it. But I know I didn't try for you. I didn't buy it. It's just given to me. Therefore, I see a lot of good stuff. I keep these memories, so I would not have a lot of bitter memories in my mind. And there is something else here, because it's not about me. It's about we, and we mainly understand to forgive each other. So I forgive a lot of these people. Then I feel better. Let's say somebody did a very bad thing to you, and you're bitter, and you're looking for a situation, and in that situation you say, "Oh, you son of a bitch, you were bad, I curse you." You're walking towards outside, and some cameraman will approach you. How is your face? And how do you feel inside? Don't answer. Just think about it, okay? You feel in a way, right? Now imagine somebody who will come in here and listen to them and say, "Oh, I feel pity for you. And you made it very difficult for me because I believe in forgiveness. It took me a week, really, to forgive you. I forgive you." And he walks outside. Could you compare these two kind of feeling theoretically? Which one is bitter? Which one is relaxed? These are all in here. That's what we are talking about. You will lose your eyes and your nose. You will forget the smell. And you will eat something that you will not get it really if you don't have the taste, but the people will know it. It's like having garlic in baklava. He said the bitterness in you will be visible to the people. They ignore you. You will be left alone. These are the problem with it. Then we talked about